Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. And once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Richie from Boston. It's been a while, too long, and we've sort of been focusing on this article and the subject therein over at Fast Company, the article by Katrina Brooker, published September 29th, 2018. Exclusive, Tim Berners-Lee tells us his radical new plan to upend the World Wide Web, and it dovetails with so many other subjects. But and I suppose we'll open up the phone lines in this hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I want to play that clip in a second here, whenever we can do that. I want to do that. But yeah, we ended the first hour, you know, mentioning Scott Klosowski, digital transformation of humanity first, then gaming as a, you know, subtext to changing humanity. But here's that excerpt we play, Scott Klosowski. He's telling us, what are we going to do? Here's what we're going to do. Go ahead.
Time I'm talking, there will be people that are on their devices. Now, they could be taking notes. Yeah. They could be tweeting best speaker I've ever heard. Right? Who knows? But it's amazing how addicted we've become to these things already. Now, what we have to understand is this is just a first step. It's a first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's a hard thought for some people to think about. We're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology, but we will. But let's just talk about mobile for a second. Today, these devices are like
good.
Out.
You know, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, I mean, it's what's going to happen. So I know it's difficult. We're going to stick technology in you, but it's no big deal. So anyway, let's talk about mobile. What? Everyone should be horrified. They should rush out of that conference, probably with him on their shoulders, and deposit him at the end of town.
Exactly. Ride him out on the proverbial rail.
Yeah.
The thing is when you were discussing, when you said that before the last hour came to an end, they're talking about wearables to implantables. Now, when you take this entire thing on its face for the evil scheme that it is, bear in mind that in 2017, Harvard University also came out and said that we are indeed going to spray the sky to bounce the sun back into outer space. Now, people can believe in global warming. They can think whatever they want. If you think that planes spraying megatons of heavy metals in the atmosphere daily doesn't alter the weather and cause things that could be called climate change, so forth, so on, I don't know what to tell you.
So
but all of these elements that they're spraying, all of us are breathing in at all times. Barium,
all right.
Strontium, aluminum, these are all perfect things to make a human into a walking antenna. So we may not even need wearables or implantables. We may already have them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, furthermore, it's a great way to create a zombie and, you know, a sort of automaton, if you will. I think of Dick Gregory and what he used to say before he passed away. And I consider Dick Gregory's passing one of those suspicious deaths. But that's just my... That's an anecdotal aside, if you will. But, you know, he used to talk about what are you spraying on people. So here, for those who, and again, I don't think anyone's sounded that alarm louder than you, Richie, about Harvard's solar geoengineering research program. And, of course, you know, you have, it was Brennan, right, who said at the Council on Foreign Relations back in 2016, you know, we should just it's a stratospheric aerosol injection. That's what it is. It's really cool, actually. We should do that. But
it's too cheap not to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It only costs a few billion dollars. Harvard's solar geoengineering research program. Richie's covered that extensively. I don't think anyone has better. And what's his name? I always forget his name.
Dr. David Keith.
Right. Look that up. But listen, folks, if you're not up to speed on this and you don't remember when you were skiing on the slopes in the 70s that they were telling us, oh, yeah, we're going to see the clouds today. It's going to snow. this afternoon, tonight. There will be snow tomorrow. I remember that. If you don't remember all of that, if you haven't read Senator Claiborne Pell's remark about now that we have the ability to control weather, we don't need treaties anymore. He said that back in the 70s. If you haven't seen this stuff, if you haven't been to, what is it, weathermodificationhistory.com is another right. great site. There are several. Just think about this. You know, even though Zbigniew Brzezinski told us in Between Two Ages that you wouldn't believe your own experience if you don't hear corroboration on the 6 o'clock news, still I'm going to say this. Think about when you wake up on those days before you've had your first cup of coffee, before you've brushed your teeth, before you've done anything. All you've done is breathe. And some days, do you feel just a little bit off, a little kind of like you've had a shot of lithium or something? You're a little bit off. You're a little bit, you feel kind of high. You feel a little off. You feel sort of manic, maybe. You haven't done anything. You haven't even had a cup of coffee. You felt fine when you went to sleep. You woke up, you feel a little weird. If I've felt that way and you've felt that way, folks, what could that possibly be?
It's the thing that gets me is these guys came out and they claimed it and people are going for it. Even people in the chemtrailing, quote unquote chemtrailing community, some new players have popped up in the last couple of years and they're pushing people to use words like solar geoengineering. They're trying to get people to use all the words that Dr. David Keith uses all the time to sugarcoat it. And in my opinion, that is simply exposing a unbelievable conspiracy against humanity because we all have to breathe. When you start using their words instead of calling this evil what it is, you're just entering into a debate. You're no longer exposing anything. Well people said. Look at this like, oh, it's just controlling the weather. It's a good thing. Who doesn't want a nice sunny day? Well, I'll tell you what. We don't see the sun anymore here in the Northeast. And I get videos and I get emails from people all over the world. This stuff is happening nonstop. And the most diabolical thing is we're not designed to breathe heavy metal. And we are. Yeah. That's why people are so manic. What you said about waking up in the morning. You ever wake up in the morning and for the first few minutes you feel like you were a smoker when you're not, or you have a cold and you don't?
Exactly.
Because you're breathing even when you're sleeping. It's something everyone has to do. There's no way around it. Michael Jackson might have had the right idea with that little mask he had on. He might have knew something. We didn't.
Yeah, and the oxygen chamber and all of that stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good call. I forgot all about the chamber.
Yeah, and speaking of Dick Gregory, Dick Gregory had some provocative remarks about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson calling Dick Gregory and saying, they are trying to kill me. So, anyway, and Dick Gregory had said some interesting things. And I've mentioned before, for those who don't know about Dick Gregory, he kind of reminds me of George Carlin a little bit because he was telling the truth. But he could do it in a way with humor. But in his later years in particularly, he kept doing these interviews and he just lay it all out. And, folks that remember, he ran for president back in 1968. And I think it was in New York that the paper said he was ahead in the elections. And then, it was basically proof that they've been throwing the elections for decades and decades. And, manipulating voter data and all that stuff. But Dick Gregory used to, every once in a while, he would mention, that he was ahead in the polls and then suddenly he wasn't, almost instantly when somebody who was in charge figured out that, whoa, Dick Gregory's actually getting votes. Oh, that's, we can't have that. So that was 1968. But,
There's one other thing I wanted to mention before I forgot, because we inhale a lot of chemtrails around here, so memories aren't as good as they used to be anymore. MIT's got memories.
Yeah.
The ability to remember something you wanted to say just a moment ago seems to have escaped us. It's amazing, and that's a huge. Huge piece of the particular metals that they're spraying. I mean, the only ones that we know of that have been tested over and over, thanks to people like Dane Wigington, are aluminum, barium, and strontium. But we know that they put large doses of lithium in there. You can see that when the sky stays nice and red, even though the sun's down for an hour or so.
Yeah.
It appears that along with the brain-to-brain interface that the scientists just came up with a couple of weeks ago, or just announced a couple of weeks ago, MIT is also looking into a hypnagogia. I think that's the right way to say it. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Where they're decoding dreams.
Which corresponds to the Deep Sleep Project, which again goes back to MK Ultra, MK Delta, and you know the technology. That was what the UHF and VHF, and I've talked about this recently. Look up MK Delta, folks, and the remember the dials on our TVs, the UHF, VHF dials?
Yep.
And see what they were doing with the oscillation rates and how everything that is around us now corresponds to that technology, that research. Anyway, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Richie.
No. That's a great call because I do recall. I mean, I'll be 51 in a month. I remember when we had Channel 4, 5, 7, what was it, 38, 56, and 27 once in a while. That was it. That was the television. We have so many people right now that don't understand there didn't used to be cell phones. There didn't used to be an internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
when you're looking, they're living in the laps of technology, and I get it. I get it. It's fun getting a thumbs up. It's nice to have people liking a picture you put up on Instagram, so forth and so on. Why look at a map when you can just ask your phone how to get where you're going? Most people don't even know the numbers of their relatives, like their phone numbers.
Not anymore.
You know what I'm saying? They're so reliant on technology. But look at what all the big money, all the big corporations are doing. They're looking into brains, how to control brains, how to do it telepathically, how to decode dreams. Yeah. Imagine if they come up with a technology where they can decode dreams or then insert dreams into people that while they're sleeping on a mass scale, perhaps using something like a 5G system.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's dangerous to me. I don't want to be that Christian end of the world. Everything's terrible. But I'll tell you what, technology has always gotten smaller and more convenient. 5G is blowing up where you're not going to be able to walk down the street without noticing 5G equipment several times on one block.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It reminds me of the Tesla Edison battle, you know, where Edison shocked the elephant to say no, alternate current is bad because this is what it can do. But you know, they were going to do the same thing. We're going to have a power station on every block with giant copper cables because you know we were going to have a giant DC battery basically on every block. And now 5G reminds me of that. Every few hundred feet, we're going to have a microwave station basically.
Here's what I think, for what it's worth. 5G is going to give – Satan has given this technology to man. We all know that. Everybody should know that. I know there's people out there that are shaking their heads, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
This 5G technology, along with artificial intelligence and along with all this technology, is going to give Satan the ability to be omnipresent like God already is. He's going to be able to see – and interact with people using frequencies and electricity instantaneously. Do you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense, Satan fell from heaven like lightning. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And for those who may or may not, I suppose, have heard of Bluebeam, for example, think about that in this context, you know? And again, just to corroborate, and we'll go to the phones real quick. Chapter 11, I always think of this. Ray Kurzweil, 1999, The Age of Spiritual Machines, and remember Bill Joy's Wired article from April Fool's, April 1st, 2000, before, you know, the pre-9/11 era. And who is Bill Joy, a guy who is in the know? But his article titled Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, and he referred to Ray Kurzweil's book. It wasn't published yet, but you know, Ray gave him a partial preprint, he said, and he thought it was really disturbing that Ray quoted Ted Kaczynski and Ted Kaczynski was right, basically. So anyway, from Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029, this is what Ray Kurzweil saw, you know, by 1999 or before, obviously, for the future, for 2029, just a few short years from now. He wrote, displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. And again, when you hear these words, think of the clip that we just played of Scott Klosowski 2 years ago now, and what others, you know, just all of this other stuff, this corroborating evidence, if you will. So continuing, it says these implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images and thus are both input and output devices. Cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, wait for it, are now ubiquitous, which is why I don't like them, because this is what they've been planning all along. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions. Imagine that, between the human user and the worldwide computing network. But here's where it gets really disturbing, speaking of all this stuff we're talking about. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory. Why those? And augmenting or replacing the function of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. Total recall, for example, you know, so they've been writing about it. And before Kurzweil published Age of Spiritual Machines, again, you know, Sidney Gottlieb, William Sargent, Gregory Bateson, all these guys were working on this as MK Ultra sub projects back in the 50s and, you know, around that time and forward.
The patents go back to the 50s and TrueStream Media and myself, and probably several others, I'm not trying to take any credit, but we found these, and lots of them were sent to us, and it's amazing how long that they've been. I mean, we were using rabbit ears on televisions, and these guys were already working on flicker rates, frequencies, and color patterns to control people's minds, to put them into the dream state.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at this article from 2000, it's funny that there's a large W on the front. I mean, I just find that ominous. It's a 6-6 right in front of your face. Yeah. Actually, I suppose it could be a 6. I don't know. At any rate, here's the deal. Here's everything in a nutshell. I don't care how compartmentalized. I don't care how, you know, tunnel vision the scientist could be, because people give these guys, you know, they wouldn't do that. It would destroy them. If AI was real, if AI was legit, the first thing it would do when they turn the switch on is it would destroy all scientists and politicians right off the bat. And then it would go after us, because it would look at us as we're the only threat on the planet. It would look at its domain and realize that we are a cancer, the way that corporations are dumping radiation, oil, everything else into the oceans, the streams, and not to mention the skies. Yeah. I find it hard to believe that these guys don't understand that, and they're still going to flip the switch on all of this.
Yeah, and again, and back to what Jordy
about it since before 2000, like you're showing right
now. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. You use me up until you use me up.
Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest Richie from Boston. Lots more to talk about, but to the phones we go. And I don't need to say this, but I'll say it anyway. Let's go through the calls. Let's try to keep it on point. And anyway. To the phones, John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Richie. First of all, you made a comment that someone would have to be there at the creation to come up with this. You and I and Chris know that that is the case. But I guess basically what I'd like to say, Richie, is, you know, when God created man in his image, he gave him free will. And Satan is attempting to recreate or destroy the temple, rebuild the temple in his image, and then enslave it as well. And that's what all this Wi-Fi, transhumanism, genetic modification, hacking the human body, implantables, that's what all this is. And I know that's pretty clear, but to even go further along to the 5G that you're talking about, I remember driving a truck in Michigan and hearing, when I got up around Lansing, the capital, hearing on the lower end of the AM dial, like a thumping. Well, today I found out what that was. That was supposedly Russia with something called Woodpecker.
Yeah.
That was being transmitted, get this, at 60 gigahertz, and it was Russia. It was Russia. It wasn't us.
Of course.
No, of course it wasn't. It's always Russia.
It was an RF weapon, which is what they're doing now with 5G. And these, what I've heard described, and I believe it is a kill grid, kind of like the fence in East Germany, that if you go into no man's land, you get shot. The 5G are the invisible bars of the literal prison planet being put in place by Satan and his cohorts. I'd like to get both of your comments on it, and I'll listen off air so we can make room. I know there's others that want to talk to you. Chris, if he wants, would you give him my contact info after? Thanks.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, because we've heard about the Woodpecker project, where they claim Russia was using it on, I think it was a U.S. embassy back in the, I think, was it the 60s?
70s, I 70s. Think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I get a lot of back and forth from people that are targeted. And when you go on YouTube or you go on any platform and look up targeted individuals, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at these people and you think to yourself, these people are crazy. Well, you think that until you find out that it's happening to people you know. When this guy that was just on was talking about transhumanism and all that stuff, Nicholson1968.com, he was one of the first guys that started putting this up over a decade ago, and nobody knew what he was talking about. Everybody thought he was crazy, and here we are.
Yeah,
I firmly believe that 5G will allow instantaneous consequences. If you decide to try to think for yourself, they will shut you down, because they're using microwave technology that's on every street corner that can literally stop you in your tracks. So the caller's right.
Well, you know, there have been lots of hints at this over the years. When Aaron Russo did that interview with Alex Jones, and he talked about the conversation he had with Nick Rockefeller to that effect, you know, we want to stick a chip in everybody and put money and information on it, and if you don't go along, we'll just turn off your chip. Around the same time, James Lewis over at CSIS, who's one of the white coats, the technocrats, he's one of the philosopher kings over at CSIS that on a technological level is referred to, you know, they use him as one of those guys that parades things out to the media to give to the public. So back in 2006, I think it was, Jim Lewis did a talk, and he had a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation that you could download at CSIS. I don't know if it's still there, but I mentioned it at the time, and he said, when we're all fighting about that RFID stuff, the grain of rice technology, and I had a friend at the time that Aaron Russo's America, Freedom, Fascism came out, I had a friend who was, well, I'll finish that point on the other side of this break, and we'll go back to the phone. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, joined again by my special guest, Richie from Boston. Make sure you check out his primary channel, Richie from Boston, on YouTube. And I want to finish this point. We'll come back to that in a second, but just finish this, go back to the phones and move on. I was telling a story. I knew a locksmith back when Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism came out. And we were handing those videos out. And I think that was 2006. Pretty sure it was. Anyway, so we'd watched it a few times. And one day he gave me a couple of chips. I still have them. I'm looking at them right now. These grain of rice looking things. One's a little bigger. One is about the size of a grain of rice. I said, "That's crazy. Where'd you get these?" And he said, I didn't realize it until the other day. It just dawned on me. They're in all of the 2000 model and later keys. So Cash for Clunkers, anyone? Have we seen how, you know, remember WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 release about how it's easy to hijack cars, and remember what happened to Michael Hastings, et cetera, et cetera. And we've seen, you know, the depiction of this technology in, you know, the Bourne series, for example. I think Jeremy Renner's character digs one of them out of himself, and other movies going back decades, actually. Enemy of the State, Gene Hackman shows Will Smith's character that these chips are in everything these days. But Jim Lewis at CSIS gave a talk, and he said, you're hearing this debate about these chips, and he said, this is not the real technology. The real technology has already been developed. This that you're hearing about is just something to basically soften the public up to and to say no to. And so they've been doing it for years. On John's question about Woodpecker and the technology, I would really – I'll leave it at this, basically. I've mentioned Anthony Sutton, you know, Hoover Institution research fellow, who they said, you know what, we can't have you at this prestigious think tank anymore because you're telling the truth. That's – we just can't have that. But, you know – before there was Woodpecker, and it's my understanding it was, you know, look up Duga radar back in, you know, 76 to 89, roughly corresponding with things like Operation Cyclone and the rise of the Afghan Mujahideen, et cetera, et cetera. What else was the CIA doing? Anyway, before that, Anthony Sutton published a series, Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. It was a three-part series, 1917 to 30, that was published in 1968, 1930 to 45, that was published in 71, and 1945 to 1965, that was published in 73. And then after that series, he published a book titled National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union. That was published in 1973. And hopefully the audience can understand the inference. Last thing I'll say on that is even Zbigniew Brzezinski noted in Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, published in 1970, how provocative Anthony Sutton's research was. Brzezinski wrote this in Between Two Ages, "For impressive evidence of Western participation in the early phase of Soviet economic growth, see Anthony Sutton's Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development, 1917 to 1930, which argues that Soviet economic development for 1917 to 1930 was essentially dependent on Western technological aid, and that at least 95% of the industrial structure received this assistance." So, you know, that should tell you all you need to know about Woodpecker, for those who don't know.
I think it goes back to you saying there are no sides. It's all, yeah. It's just the blame game. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You guys don't like that Trump became president? Well, it's all Russia's fault. They did it. You know, it's the same as it ever was, basically.
Right. A very useful distraction to keep people, you know, maintain the infighting. And yep. Also, again, with the Cold War nonsense, a way to advance the agenda. Both sides have the same technology and both can tell their people, oh, well, look what they're doing. And so we need to keep ratcheting up the surveillance state so that we can stay ahead of them. Meanwhile, you know, David Rockefeller has private landing strips in Soviet Russia to have, you know, secret meetings. So, yeah, there are no sides.
I totally agree.
So, Duga radar for folks, do you have – anything, Richie, before we go back to the phones?
Let's grab another call.
Jenna from Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
You're welcome. Richie, thank you so much for all your work. I appreciate it. We watch it all the time and have learned a lot. And awesome. I want to point out, well, yeah, super great. In the chat, I've posted a couple of links, and I want to mention Anonymous put a link up. It's not necessarily the big bad boogeyman, because the techno slavery comes in, but I also see it as a form of mind control, and it, to give it more form, communitarianism and that framework, because I started looking into it, researching, and I did post a link from the geoengineering, solar geoengineering Harvard Forum 2017. We watched that whole seven-hour thing, but there was a professor of law from Calgary in the last session, Anna Marie Hubert, 19 yep. minutes in, she says communitarian law and principle is international policy designed yeah. to govern what's happening. So I feel like it's getting more form the more we understand how these tentacles are affecting people and their thinking.
Well, I think,
so that we're our own enemy.
Go ahead.
Oh, I guess I'm done.
No, you were going to say affecting what?
Oh, affecting the mindset, so that it's like neighbors looking at you like, what are you thinking? And when I look at polls on how people are looking at this carbon fee, and it's 50-50 because people really want to get the big guy, but it's not really going to happen. This carbon fee in Washington, as it goes across the whole nation, it's like people are going to want it to just limit big business, but really it's going to bite us in our behinds.
Well,
so on that particular topic, I'm going to refer you to James Corbett, the Corbett Report. He did two phenomenal videos. One was How Big Oil Conquered the World, and the second was Why Big Oil Conquered the World. And if you look behind the carbon taxes, if you look behind the green movement, the global warming, everything, it's the same people that it always was. Yep. They're just wearing a different mask right now, and people are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
For those who haven't seen it, CorbettReport.com/big oil.
It's amazing. James, Chris, these are great researchers.
Yeah, that's both parts, by the way. Big Oil, Corbett with two T's, report.com/big oil is both how and why Big Oil conquered the world. Great points, Jenna.
Before you go ahead.
I've always thought, you know, when I talk to Lark, you know, when we talk on air, and the subject of communitarianism arises, you know, Amitai Etzioni, I think Nikki Rapana's work, I mean, she told us, you know, she's like the canary in the coal mine. She told us while she was, you know, before she went to Alaska, and she laid it all out. But I think when the word communitarianism is brought up, and you say, you know, to give it more definition, I always think of it as an amorphous term, because it's, in my opinion, designed to be sort of fluid and to keep things moving and to keep people guessing, and not to give any concrete structure to things, so that they can just, you know, change things as they see fit when they think the time arises that people are ready to adopt the next phase of tyranny.
Right. Another bouquet.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said.
Well, thanks. I want to listen to the next caller. Thanks again.
Thanks.
I'm really glad you came on, Richie.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care. Bye.
Me too. I appreciate it.
That's a great forum, man. I got to figure out a way to do it so people can actually call in, because you get a lot of great input, you know?
Yeah. I agree, especially
over the
years.
For people that don't listen to Chris Hinckley, this is completely unsolicited. This kid is like a walking, I don't even know, a walking encyclopedia on times, dates, and events. It's amazing to me. I get nervous every time I'm coming on, because I know it's too hard to keep up with you.
No way.
I'm serious. It's amazing.
I think it's always interesting. I think the audience appreciates it, because when we do this together, it seems, I feel like it is, it makes me feel like I need to be more on point, but I don't want to get in the way, because you have so much great information. And I mean, we could just go to any number of the videos that you've done recently, for example, that dovetail with this, that all of the stuff that you've done on 5G, you know.
Well, I'm glad you brought up TrueStream Media's recent video, because I went to that while we were talking, and I realized that somehow I'm once again unsubscribed from their YouTube channel, which happens constantly. And Melissa just put out I mentioned Nicholson1968.com earlier, because he was a pioneer in this entire singularity quest that these guys are on. Nicholson, TrueStreamMedia.com, they got hacked really bad. And I launched a website that gave my subscribers an alternative to Facebook. And it was free. They could go on there. You got to sign up, so forth. But you could talk. And it's been hacked unbelievably, where they're flooding it with information. So,
well,
whatever we're saying is pissing off enough people where they're shutting down our websites as well as YouTube. So
I think that's, you know, it's good news that, you know, I think you and Aaron and Melissa Dykes in particular are having an impact, and that I think is great news. I think it's great news that people are coming to the knowledge of the truth, so to speak. And, you know, on that note, I will say the thing that I think I appreciate most about you, Richie, is your biblical perspective on things. That to me is invaluable. I mean, that's a monumental understatement, but that to me is the biggest gift or blessing, I suppose, pun intended. I've been unsubscribed. I just realized the other day that I was unsubscribed to TrueStream Media on YouTube as well. And then I tried to resubscribe and do the little bell thing so that you get notified about every video, and it was telling me error. Nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't do that. You can't do that. So that was interesting.
I'd love to know how many subscribers they would actually have if they weren't being censored so bad, because they're up almost at 500,000. I mean, 350 plus thousand, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, which I think is fantastic news.
Yes.
Again, you know, a better source you cannot find.
I agree. When Melissa gets hold of something, she just works it to the very end. It's no joke.
Yeah. One quick note, you know, I've said it before. I'll say it on air for what it's worth. It's a rhetorical statement. I've done web stuff for a million years. It's a double-edged sword. I want to help, you know, folks. Mr. Bordop can attest to, you know, some of the stuff I've done. I worked on the ERN platform that we built years ago for RBN. We're going to do the elected representatives network thing. That was fun. But I would love to help Aaron and Melissa. The last time their site got hacked, I was, you know, I saw that they put it back up on WordPress, and I groaned, because WordPress is horrible, especially for security. And so, you know, for what it's worth, I'd love to help. Love to help you. Love to help them.
I paid a quite a good amount of money for security for the website, and then people started messaging me telling me they were getting the, you know, be leery, this site's not certified, so forth and so on. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to make a change here.
Well, I've mentioned in recent days the way that Google has really just gone to great lengths to be the leader in that whole security conversation. You know, for example, telling us that if you're not using the secure protocol, the HTTPS, and it's not a valid certificate, then your site is going to start getting suppressed in search results. They can basically drive tech innovation by doing that, because they're the search leader. And as a result, basically what, as you know, as all of us know, if you don't have the resources to keep up, so to speak, then that leaves people behind, because you can't constantly be, you know, like their AMP project, the accelerated mobile pages that Google launched. And big tech names have looked at the research since Google launched AMP, and they pretty much agree that it didn't do anything to improve search results. All it did was squander resources. So if you're a small organization that doesn't have a massive, you know, technology department, then how do you keep up with all of this stuff? And you know, there was the article recently that talked about it is Alexa, not Amazon's Alexa. Well, it's Amazon's other Alexa. It's an Amazon company, but Alexa is the marketing data company that keeps track of websites, in particular the top performing websites. And so that Alexa.com ranks the top sites, and Google's attack on Symantec, some of the Symantec SSL certificates will suppress some of the top websites in the world. So, and it's just another example. Anyway, we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. Again, I'm joined by my special guest, Richie from Boston. Always appreciate it. On the last note, in December of 2016, I reached out to Aaron and Melissa on Facebook and said, hey, if you guys want to help with web stuff, I'd love to help. I really would. I know how important it is, and it's frustrating when their resources go away because they're vital and instrumental. It's a great place to send people. Anyway, back to the phones. Final moments here. Glenn and Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Get a room, you two.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're going to have a call-in show, like, call me crazy, but it seems you have to stop talking long enough to take some calls once in a while instead of waiting until the last segment. I didn't do that. Oh. you guys have been bromancing and mutual admiration societying your way through the whole program today. Man, it's like I almost went through it. Well, what I was going to talk about earlier when things were a little more on point was that I know that both you and I can hear Alan Watts' voice saying there's the good reason and the real reason for all these technologies and all this stuff. You know, that's part of it. I was also going to say the hurricane is in the Gulf. Repeat, the hurricane is in the Gulf, because that will be a good one for today. But, okay, now you were talking about saying there were no sides. Now, I tend to agree with that as well, and I don't know if you heard John Moore's program this morning with Jeff Nyquist on there or not.
No.
Jeff Nyquist comes on, and he's heavily oriented towards this, the Russians and communism being the great overarching plot. And I called and said, spoke to him and said, I see at both ends of the continuum, the fascists at the far right and the communists at the far left. What seems to me what there is oligarchical, technocratic, totalitarian tyranny. You know, it's all oligarchical, and it's technocratic, and at both extremes, whether you're talking fascist,
what
people are constantly about. And he tried to make an argument about some book that he read about all government being oligarchical. And I disagree with I think it's a misdefinition of oligarchy. Because in any government, there are fewer people in the government than there are in the governed, but that doesn't make them an oligarchy. And one of the distinctions would be between tyranny versus, between rulership versus representation. And John had to sort of shut that down. It's a little too esoteric for that that program, but kind of going too far afield on that topic line. But no, but this Jeff Nyquist, and I don't disagree that there aren't communist, people who profess communism who are involved in this. But I always think of the Tears for Fears song. Everybody wants to rule the world, Islam gets a world-ruling fanatical ideology. Zionism is a world-ruling fanatical ideology. Communism is a world-ruling fanatical ideology. So all this stuff, yeah.
Different flavors of the same megalomania. You know, cradocracy, cacistocracy, those are a couple other words. Larry McDonald said world socialist democracy, which I think got him killed, sort of pointing to the Fabian socialists. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks, Glenn. I apologize we didn't get to you sooner, but Richie, thank you as always.
Anytime,
greatly
appreciate
brother. It. Really
Thanks
appreciate
for calling, Glenn.
That'll do it, folks. Hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.